Hey, let's talk about something a lot of us deal with, thinning hair or hair loss. If that sounds familiar, CAPS has solutions. Their hair restoration treatments are personalized, designed to strengthen your existing hair, encourage regrowth, and improve scalp health. The providers at CAPS guide you every step of the way with advanced treatments for noticeable, long-lasting results. And when you book your first hair restoration appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, Heartbreakers. Welcome back to another bonus episode of The Breakup Breakdown. I'm joined by my ex-coworker, Rebecca.
Hi, Heartbreakers. It's Radio Rebel coming to you over the airwaves.
I literally hate you. You're the worst. Should I get rid of my tagline or is it camp now?
It's camp. I like it. You say that every time I make this joke, and I do like it. I think it's fun. It's consistent branding. Don't get rid of it.
Because I can't tell if
it's... But I will always say that.
Yeah, I can't tell if it's a joke that's born out of love or if it's like a, ooh, I can't believe she's a 30-year-old woman saying, hey, Heartbreakers.
No, I'm affectionately mocking you. I'm affectionately conflating you with Debbie Ryan.
Thank you. That's just me and Debbie Ryan making history.
Making history. I said, let's make history.
I looked at the Disney Channel president and I said, I want to make history. And that's what this is. History. Okay. Well, here's what the episode this week was about. This was a tough situation with somebody who worked in HR who had a secret office romance.
Ooh.
It was secret, mainly because this guy didn't want to make things official with her, really. She dated him for 9 months and he was like, yeah, you're not going to be my girlfriend. And finally she was like, I'm going to be your girlfriend. And he was like, okay, whatever.
Okay, whatever. Yeah, it's fine. Whatever. It's fine.
Yeah, it's fine. Like, I guess you can be my boyfriend or my girlfriend or whatever. Blah, blah, blah. And then she broke up with him and then he was like, okay. Which, how many friends have we had where they're dating this guy and just for whatever reason, this dude just does not give a flying F about dating her for some reason?
This is a constant for two of my best friends who coincidentally somehow live together in Austin. They are famous for having fake boyfriends who they call their boyfriends. That man doesn't like you, does not want you to be his girlfriend, and says that to you constantly. And they're still like, oh, I'm talking to my boyfriend. Oh, my boyfriend's calling me. Oh, give me a second. I got to talk to my boyfriend. That is not your boyfriend. He hates you. It's like triggering to me at this point because we're 32 at this point, and this is still happening to us. It's crazy. My good friend, I'm going to call her out. She has a long distance fake boyfriend. That's crazy. That's actually like diabolical.
That's pre-25 behavior. You're allowed. So like this episode, she's like, yeah, I was 22, 23. I'm like, that adds up. Like when your frontal lobe develops, I feel like a majority of the ladies get a no bullshit policy where they're like, okay, come on. Like we're old. We're too old for this, for you to be my fake boyfriend.
Yeah. There's a threshold. Like once you past 30, you cannot be spending 9 months saying, this is my boyfriend. Sure, he's not calling me his girlfriend, but he's still my boyfriend because we act like boyfriend, girlfriend. So it's fine. My friend, she doesn't want a boyfriend. She wants a pen pal. Let's just be straight. She wants a pen pal. She loves writing like texts and letters. Honestly, she loves to sext. That's the tea. She wants a long distance sexting pen pal. And that's why she still has a fake boyfriend who doesn't like her.
Is she mentally ill? I find the art of sexting, because you're literally like, because you know when you say things in the moment and you're like, oh, it's kind of hot because it's like the vibe. When you're like putting things on paper, it's like being sober and looking back on your text and going, what was I thinking? I don't want to recount this on paper.
Honestly, I swear, I think it's like an addiction similar to like gambling. I swear it probably fires the same neurons in your head because it's like, it's a creative challenge. You're trying to like titillate and provoke another person and like one up yourself from last time.
We need to get her in a creative writing class. Like screw the fake boyfriend. Just get her into a community college where she can practice the art of crafting a story.
Literally, I was like, we just need to get you on like AO3. Like we need to get you on LiveJournal and you'll be so set. You'll be so fine. You'll get all the validation you need and we won't have to hear about these fake ass boys. But no, she's not willing to part yet. We'll see.
Yeah, I love calling people my boyfriend as like a funny, haha, that's my boyfriend, even though I know he's not my boyfriend. But if I wanted him to be my boyfriend, then it's just sad.
No, that's a problem, especially when they are telling you, oh my God. And the way that they say they don't want to be your boyfriend is always, first of all, it's always the same. And it's always so annoying. And so they're trying to be like sympathetic to you and like let you down easy, but it just comes off so oh my God. Like, you know, I don't want to put you through this. Like, you know, I'm not in the right headspace. I just don't know if we're in the same timeline. I live in Utah and you live in Austin.
Wait, this guy lives in Utah? Like,
yes!
Why is she dating a man in former Mormon?
A foreman, which, by the way, is fake. Once a Mormon, always a Mormon. You will always have Mormon tendencies. So
and blonde
you
hair.
Never get it right. Yeah, 100%. You always have that. Yeah, and it's just like she reads that and then she sends him a meme on Instagram the next day. And it's like, yeah, you know, we're back together.
This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. Ben, I've been reflecting a lot lately on how many big life moments our listeners have experienced with us.
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
They've watched us go from dating shows to engagements, weddings, babies, buying homes. Every stage comes with new decisions.
The milestones are the fun part, but the planning is where things get real.
That's why Klarna stands out. Klarna gives people smarter tools to help manage everyday money with flexible ways to pay, cash back that builds automatically, everything in one place, and support that makes everyday decisions feel less overwhelming.
Since life moves so fast, the right tools can help you feel more confident. Download the Klarna app today or visit Klarna.com to learn more.
California resident loans made or arranged pursuant to a California finance law license. NMLS number 1353190. Klarna balance account required to be eligible for cashback points. Limitations, terms, and conditions apply.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Girl. He's like, my bishop says it's okay.
Yeah, Brigham Young came to me in a dream, and he said, you know what? I'm going to allow you to have her as your first wife, as your first fake wife.
Why does Brigham Young sound like a name for the Epstein Files?
Brigham Young. Brigham Young was on the plane, was on the Lolita Express.
No, like literally Brigham Young. Like that's horrifying.
Brigham Young. Yeah, honestly. Yeah. I mean, the Mormon found fathers being an Epstein in the same sentence. It's not too far off.
I love that you are on this episode of the podcast now that I'm realizing what we're talking about. Because you are a P1, a heartbreaker of my new podcast with my new co-host, Scotty. And I felt like I was a champion for women everywhere when I had to guide him through not becoming a pen pal for some girl that he did not want to be his girlfriend.
Yeah, I am a true P1. I have the notifications on. You post, I listen. I think you guys have great chemistry. It's really entertaining to hear because I feel like you're so different, but also like aligned in interesting ways. So I think your podcast comes off very entertaining and I like to hear it. But I'm going to say, girl, I was not with you on that one. I was not with you.
Okay. Let me recap for everyone who's like, I don't know who you are. I just listened for the breakup tea and I just turned this on and I am now listening to this. So I got a new job. I now work as a radio host in Tampa, Florida with this guy named Scotty. Scotty and I, very different, but very similar in specific ways. He's like a ray of sunshine. And I'm like, everything is awful. So he is newly single for the first time in 4 years. And he's been going out on these dates with these girls. But he's literally telling me every single day, I don't want a girlfriend. I want to be single for a year. I really just want to find myself. I'm like, that's great. Then stop going out with women if you don't want a girlfriend. And so he met this chick at a speed dating event. I'm like, why would you go to a speed dating event if you do not want a girlfriend? So he meets this girl. He's been going out on a couple of dates with her. And every time I talked to him about her, he would go, yeah, I really like her. Just like the octave goes up. I'm like, this man does not like her. And I said, dude, you started dating another girl. You like girl number two better. You need to break things off with this girl. Cause everybody says, oh, I can be casual. It's fine. Even though I want a boyfriend, I'll be casual for you. Nobody means that if they're really looking for a relationship. So I told Scotty he had to break up with her, and he did.
Yeah. You did your own little texting tutor where you formulated a text to the girlfriends, the fake girlfriends, cause she was also a fake girlfriend. Mm-hmm. Listen, here's my tea with this. Because I was listening and I was like, I don't know if we align, Abby, because I think you need to let this man be a hoe. He needs to be a hoe. He needs to be a fuckboy, because a little more history. I don't know Scotty, but from what I've gathered, he's been in a long-term relationship that he exited semi-recently.
Yeah. So he was living with his girlfriend of 4 years. And I think they were living together for like 2 or 3 years.
Okay.
I think I was putting myself in the shoes of the girlfriend that he didn't like, the fake girlfriend that he didn't like. I was like, if I was dating this guy that I was like, oh, I want a serious relationship, but you don't want a serious relationship, so I'll act like I'm okay with it. And then he was coming into the office and being like, yeah, we have a lot of fun together. And then talking about the other girl he was dating and being like, this girl is an ethereal angel sent from God himself. I would be like, shoot me in the face. Like, I don't want to be that girl.
You're too much of a self-inserter. You're self-inserting.
I make everything about me.
No, you're painting a picture for this girl. Listen, the only thing that he needs to do is be straight up with these women that he's dating and say, look, I am looking for something totally casual. I am not looking for a girlfriend right now. As long as he is upfront about that, then I assume that these girls are in their late 20s and can fend for themselves and understand what words mean. That's all he has to do. And then he can be a big old slut. Just drag his big old slut ass down Tampa. Okay. Up and down Tampa. Because that is what he needs to do. Speed dating when you're not looking for a girlfriend. That's crazy.
That's what I mean. Is if I truly thought he just wanted to like, well, I mean, he's a dude. So he shall proceed in whatever manner he sees fit physically. But I'm like, you went to a speed dating event. So you're looking for, I hear the words that you're saying, but I also see things that you're doing. I'm like, you went to a speed dating event, not a speed boinking event.
A speed boinking event. My God.
That's like, you go to Vegas.
Yeah. Speed dating is crazy. That's actually crazy. But like being on the apps, I don't see any, I don't follow him for that. Casually dating like a couple girls, even having like a hierarchy of his little harem that he's having, I really don't follow him for that. I don't think it's a problem, especially because it seems like he personally wants to try. He sounds like me where he goes on a date with someone and then like, that's it. Like he's booked and he doesn't want to do that again. So you got to let this man be free.
Okay. You're so right. This is so classic me. I'm such a control freak that I'm like, I'm seeing what's happening. I'm like, this is wrong. And I just go into moral justice mode where I'm like, you don't like her enough. And I can see you breaking her heart. You must dump her imminently.
Yeah, no, I'll give you one thing. He seems like the kind of guy who would, I wouldn't say like break boundaries within casual dating, but I think he would kind of lay it on thick with whoever he's with, whether that's like emotional or romantic, and maybe blur the lines a little bit. So that can be a little bit of a problem, especially if you're just trying to keep things casual.
Yeah.
But as long as he's being honest, then I think he should get his freak on. He needs to find a second girl ASAP since you just cut his roster in half. Add two, literally add two, and then like go with that for like 3 months. He needs like 3 months of like a harem of girls, a harem of Florida women, and then let his freak flag fly. He's going to realize, okay, this is not the tea for me because I am a girlfriend boy, because he obviously is. Mm. But once he gets it out of the system, then he can go back to speed dating and trying to find the one. But you need to let him let his freak flag fly for like 90 days. Give him a quarter.
A full quarter. Literally. Okay. Q2, yeah. Q2 host status.
Have a Q2 review and literally like rate, you can like write down like a little performance review for all of the hoes.
Oh.
Yeah. I think Salacious. That's what he needs.
Well, he is on a Zumba cruise right now. He's currently with a bunch of, I think the median age of all the women he's with right now are like, it's like 60, 65. But I'm like, you know what? Who knows? He could get freaky on the Zumba cruise.
You know, they're getting freaky on the Zumba cruise. That's like required in package freakiness. That is wild.
He's like, hey, girl, you want to meet after the HIIT session, the HIIT cardio session? After we danced to a little Shakira?
This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. Ben, I've been reflecting a lot lately on how many big life moments our listeners have experienced with us.
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
They've watched us go from dating shows to engagements, weddings, babies, buying homes. Every stage comes with new decisions.
The milestones are the fun part, but the planning is where things get real.
That's why Klarna stands out. Klarna gives people smarter tools to help manage everyday money with flexible ways to pay, cash back that builds automatically, everything in one place, and support that makes everyday decisions feel less overwhelming.
Since life moves so fast, the right tools can help you feel more confident. Download the Klarna app today or visit Klarna.com to learn more.
California resident loans made or arranged pursuant to a California finance law license, NMLS number 1353190. Klarna balance account required to be eligible for cashback points. Limitations, terms, and conditions apply.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Zumba cruise, like, there's no laws in, like, international waters, in Zumba international waters. No one knows what they're doing out there.
The Zumba cruise is a lawless land.
Bury that.
Okay.
Well,
so,
yeah, that's fun.
All right. Well, I'll be sure to make sure that Scotty hoes it up a little bit more, even though he's currently dating someone that I know.
Oh, is he?
Girlfriend number one is somebody I went to college with.
Oh, interesting. Oh, so that's why you were really pulling. You're pulling for her trying to chop the other hoe off because you wanted to win.
No. It wasn't a winning thing. So I knew this girl like from college and like I think we had a class together. It was like it's like a that situation. And then she hit on him and I was like, well, girl, like I know you're cool. I know he's cool. Like you guys should go date. And then he was like, oh my God, I love her. And I was like, oh my God, well, she's great and you love her. So like just go date her. And I told him what I think is going to happen. And this is why, to bring it back to the episode of this week that I put out on the Breakup Breakdown, is I was surprised that this situation lasted for 9 months because typically I feel like it's a 90-day situationship where then somebody catches a little bit too much feeling and then you all hate each other. You follow each other for the next 10 years, but you secretly go, ugh.
A 9 month situationship is wild and totally out of bounds, but I'll tell you exactly why it lasted that long. And it's because they were coworkers. 100% being coworkers and having a secret relationship just spices up the workday. And you will be in that sort of like toxic relationship for much longer because it makes your 9 to 5 go by faster.
Oh my God. That's the only thing I hate about this industry, the radio industry. I want a work crush so freaking bad. You know what it's like to show up to work and your options are Jackson and Mikey and Tommy. These are, I'm referencing our old coworkers from our last show. Mikey is like 23 and an intern essentially. Jackson, well, I mean, and they're both in relationships too. And then Tommy's like a 50-year-old man.
Yeah, radio is interesting because you don't get work crushes. listeners assign them to you. Mm. And that's not fun. That's not the same.
That is so funny. No, although no one, like, who are they shipping me with? Mikey for like a day?
Are you kidding me? They shipped you with basically anyone who was male and like within like a 5 feet radius of you. No, it was mostly Mikey. It was mostly Mikey. But then there was like a little bit of like Abby X Jackson happening, but that's, it was so very funny. Brief.
Yeah,
I
yeah.
know, I know.
The only one that made sense, because I understood the Romeo one, because me and Romeo both started together and like that was the thing. Yeah.
Forgot about Romeo. Romeo X Abby. Are you kidding me?
That was like X Abby.
That ship's just like sunk everyone's hearts. That was true for sure. Not true as in reality, but that was like a true ship that sailed on the Burt Show like forums.
Yeah, for context, Romeo's like my age and we did a lot of like bits together. And so it was a whole thing. yeah, so, man, I need to like go up and down the halls and determine which 45-year-old man is going to be my work crush. I'm kidding.
Yeah.
There's no like options because it just, well, oh yeah. So to your point, people are signing Scotty to be my work crush now because we work together. He's my only coworker. So like, this is by default your work crush.
I mean, I am a P1. I'm listening a lot. Maybe enemies to lovers. You're not enemies, but you have nice banter. So I can see the chemistry there. No,
not the enemies to lover. Me and Scotty are not enemies.
You guys have that back and forth banter where it's like, you're like, you're ribbing him and he's kind of like, he's just like taking it. Like he's like taking it like a, I don't know. It's cute banter if there was any semblance of romance, but there is not.
Yeah. And it's funny because it's like, we both are so, I feel like you never get to see that dynamic. Cause there's always like, it's like with Bert and Kristen, our old coworkers from our last show, like, even though they're both so never going to date ever, just because they're two heterosexual people who talk every single day, people assume there's like a romance, but it's like genuinely, oh, I'm like, this is my friend. This is my pal. My brother in Christ. This is my brother in Christ.
Hell yeah. Well, let your brother in Christ fuck. Let him get his dick wet.
Okay. Well, I'll be sure to tell him that. But okay. I feel like we've covered everything. Workplace romance and men who can't commit.
Very comprehensive.
Very comprehensive. Thank you, Rebecca. Ex-coworker Rebecca.
You're welcome.
For joining on the podcast. Appreciate you.
When it comes to plastic surgery, expertise matters, and CAP sets the standard. Our team includes 7 nationally ranked board-certified plastic surgeons. From tummy tucks, breast augmentation, and liposuction to facelifts and beyond, every surgical plan is tailored to your body, goals, and recovery timeline. CAPS is trusted for consistent, visible outcomes. Plus, when you book your surgical consultation, you'll receive a $100 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Expert care, exceptional results. Visit experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
From athletic stuff like a full court pickup game, swish, to athletic-ish stuff like a half mile stroll. Get those steps in. Head to Sierra or Sierra.com for the brands you want at the prices that let you do it all. From athletic to athletic-ish, Sierra's got it.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.